from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian police arrest 12 suspected terrorists in raids across the country. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement that police searched homes in 16 municipalities, mostly in and around Brussels. They took in 40 people for interrogation, and of those detained, 12 were eventually arrested. According to the statement, police carried out the raids without any major incidents. Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country would remain at its second highest security level. However, he urged Belgians to live as normally as possible. He said, "We urge people to continue to live in a calm way. We call on everyone to show calm and serenity." The country has been under a terror alert after an attack on the Brussels airport and subway system in March killed 32 people and shut down operations for several days. Here in this country, the U.S. President Barack Obama says that inaction on guns like the ones used in last week's deadly attack in Orlando is inexcusable. In his weekly media address, the president said he thought a lot about the parents around the country who have had to explain to their children what happened in Orlando when a lone gunman shot up a gay nightclub, killing 49 people.
Time and again, we've observed moments of silence for victims of terror and gun violence. Too often, those moments have been followed by months of silence, by an action that is simply inexcusable.
Meanwhile, in Orlando, funerals continued for some of the victims killed in Sunday morning's shootings. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News.